Okay, we pointed out last week, just to give a little taste of what we're going to talk about, that we have a concept of, in the world of gematria, of a kola, that the gematria is allowed to be one off. And we pointed out that l'chor, it's not a finagle factor, but it's something much deeper, and it relates very, very much to the concept of malchus. If, let's say, we were to take a table and ask, what's the gematria of a table? So we'd say, well, a table has a tabletop, and it has four legs. So the gematria of a table should be five. There are five parts, pieces of wood, and when you put them together, they make a table. But five pieces of wood, you realize, are not a table. There's a leg here, and a leg there, and a leg there, and a leg there, and a top over here. A table is when these five are put in a certain manner, now you have a table. So you could say that the gematria of a table is six. The five parts and the table. In other words, the table itself has an independent existence when the five parts are put together. You could speak of the gematria of a table as five. You could speak about it as six. Or let's say if we ask, what's the gematria of the word shulchan? So shin is 300. Lamed is 30. Chet is 8. Nun is 50. 388. The gematria of the letters of Shulchan are 388. What's the gematria of the word Shulchan? You could say it's 388 or 389. That's the concept of the Shem HaKolel. The Shem HaKolel is really the Malchus of the word. Namely, what's Malchus? The Melech, when he is with the people, he invests the people with an entirely different nature. So you can count the people, and that's a number of people who are there. But when you add the Malchus changes the nature of the people such that it can be counted as a different element. Namely, what the Melech does, just as the word, when we have a Shulchan. Shulchan is not just putting together pieces of wood. A Shulchan is a Kli. A Shulchan has a Tzura. The world of Kli and Tzura is totally above the world of wood, right? It's moved into a different realm. Malchus moves when you have letters. When you move the letters into a word, you're now in a different realm. Letters have no meaning as in terms of thought units. A word has a meaning as a thought unit, and so you've moved things to a different plane. This fits in so beautifully what we said. We pointed out that there are two aspects of Malchus. One is that the Melech has a Keter. Namely, that it's not just the Melech invests the nation with the fact that he takes the theory and brings it out to practice. He takes all of the theoretical framework and brings that out into practice within the nation. But also, one sees that one is on an entirely different plane because one relates to the Melech. The Melech has raised the people. That's the Keter. So Malchus has a Keter. So here we have a Keter of a Shulchan, we have a Keter of a Kli, we have a Keter of a word as opposed to pieces of wood or as opposed to letters. And then Malchus les le migar miklal. Malchus, there's really nothing that one could put one's fingers on which is being added, but everything is being added. That's, in other words, the letters are, the word is the letters. The table are the pieces of wood. Les le migar miklal. And that's why the kolel sometimes is counted, sometimes not counted. You have the two options. You can bring the melech into the picture and count him as one, or you can say no, that the melech is so invested in what is there that we won't even count it, and we'll just leave it as 388 rather than 389. We'll leave it as 5 as opposed to 6. So now, moving over to the second mashal hadyot, which is the world of Malchus de Ara. Namely, we say Malchus de Rakia, Kamalchus de Ara. Hashem Baruch Hu created everything in parallel, so we'd be able to grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to understand the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's say we have a French people, right? That there was this person named Charlemagne in the Middle Ages, and I don't want to speak about the British because they're still live in the Middle Ages. But there was this person Charlemagne in the Middle Ages, and he had a certain culture. And he brought that culture to this area of the world that he called French. And right there, that they're on one hand very, very nice and sweet, the other hand the Murin Arayos, that's culture, that's French, right? That's a French culture. So when a Frenchman goes to China, so if he's simply an individual going to China, he's someone who looks different. Let's say he buys marijuana in China, so he can be tossed into jail for 50 years. But the moment he has French citizenship, then the Chinese have to think, just a minute, do we want to create an international affair with France? Namely, what the French citizenship gave this person is it gave him a different identity. It raised his identity to already be identified with the king. He's already identified with the nation. Everyone knows that there have been world wars that have begun because an individual who identified with nation X killed someone who identified with nation Y. So if that's true with the nations of the world, think of what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew means you're not no longer Reuven or Shimon, but rather you're a Yehudi. Namely, that your whole identity is raised by the fact that we have the level of Malchus. Again, Leslei Migarmei Klal. You look the same. But the fact is that the moment that you're part of a larger whole, you're part of that Malchus that has a Keter, even though Leslei Migarmei Klal, you're automatically raised. Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan HaBira Ushmo Mordechai. Right? He was Mordechai. But this Mordechai is now an Ish Yehudi. He's been changed in terms of his entire identity. Where does the word Yehudi come from? Yehudi, there's a Yud, and a He, and a Vav, and a He. Namely, that we are saying to this Ish Yehudi, you are part of Yudke Vavke. You represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are one entity. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, when one slaps the face of a Jew, one slaps the face of the Shekhinah. Because there is an identity. There's one more letter. What did I leave out? The Dalet. So the Gemara in Shabbos points out that every letter has a character. And the character of the letter Dalet is Dal, Ani. The Dalet represents the weakest link, that which has the least of its own. If one looks for an object that would be the most object which would be the most dull, the poorest object would be a mirror, because the mirror has no identity. This is a pen. You look at it, you see a pen. This is a MP3 recorder. Right? You look at it, you see an MP3 recorder. You look at a mirror, you don't see yourself. You don't see the mirror. You don't see the mirror. You see that which the mirror reflects, but the mirror itself is unseen. That's dao. Another example of something which is dao, aside from a mirror, would be the moon. We don't see the moon. The moon is black. We can't see the moon. It's impossible. It's too far from us to see. What do we see? We see the sun reflected in the moon. Now, the poor moon, we have no idea what the moon looks like. All we can see is when the sun is reflected by the moon, so we see the light of the sun. What's the moon called? Levana, from the language of Lavan. Its color, but its color isn't its color. The color is the sun. Then we even give a name to the moon by that which it reflects. It doesn't have a name, and it doesn't have an identity, and it doesn't have any independence. There's nothing that one sees. On the other hand, the moon / mirror has no limits in terms of what it can represent. It can represent something without boundaries, something far, far, far beyond itself. That's the Yud Ke Vav Ke Dalet. The Yehudi is the reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Malchus. Leslei Migarmei Klal. Nothing has changed. We're the same people. And Lehefech, as a Chepetz, we're really nothing. But in terms of what we reflect, we're everything. So giving an individual the title Yehudi, you have raised him to be a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have raised him to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Namely, when someone sees a Jew, someone sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone insults a Jew, someone insults HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yar'u mimecha. Not Yer'u mimecha because of you as a prat, but Yer'u mimecha because of you as a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so now we're coming to Shabbos, coming back to Shabbos in a few minutes. One more point, and that is that one can speak in a conceptual level of the fact that when you have a melech, the melech gives a panim chadoshos to each member of his malchus. Namely, that before the melech brought them all together, each of them was prat X or prat Y or prat Z. When the melech is there, now they have panim chadoshos, now they have a raised identity of being the mirror, of being the mirror of the melech, of being the dalet of the melech. Now, in terms of our world, where do we see Malchus? Where do we find Malchus? So this is the concept of Shabbos. We pointed out that Shabbos is Yom HaShivi'i. When we count the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, number 7 is Malchus. L'cho Hashem HaMamlacha. That Shabbos is the day of Malchus. Because on Shabbos, three things happen. Firstly, because there is a Shvita from Malacha, so now one can see the Malchus in the world. Namely, when everyone is involved in Olam HaZeh activities, one has no time to contemplate on what is really there. But what is really there is simply a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaShamayim Misafrim Kvod Kel. During the week, we can't appreciate it. On Shabbos, once everything takes a step back, once you have the concept of Vayishbot, then the Yom HaShvi'i comes into effect on the level of the world. But also, in terms of the Jew, we have on Shabbos, the Jew changes. That the moment that the Shabbos is an expression of Malchus, it means that we have a Panim Chadoshos Bobokan on the level of the Jew. And this is Halacha L'maisa, that we know that in the world of Sheva Brachos, Paskin Tenevena Ezer, that there's no need for individuals who weren't yet at a wedding or weren't previously at a Sheva Brachos in order to be able to make Sheva Brachos on Shabbos, because every Jew has a Panim Chadoshos. Every Jew is now a new entity. He's been raised by the Malchus of Shabbos. So the Malchus of Shabbos raises the entire world by the world reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It raises the Jewish people by us reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it raises the day of Shabbos itself. The day of Shabbos itself has a different nature than all the other 6 days of creation, because when one is able to feel that this period of time also has unique Kedusha, has unique Bracha, in words, and has a unique Kedusha. But we point out that Malchus is never the Melech itself. Malchus is always that which is reflected. So when Shabbos comes, all 6 days of Bria now change. Namely, because of Shabbos, now we see them in a different light. Because what was Bria? Bria was this Prat, and this Prat, and this Prat. You have Shemayim, and you have Aretz, and you have Harim, and you have Vahot, and you have Chayot, and you have Ofot. All of these are, in the language of David HaMelech, Marabu Ma'asecha Hashem. Comes along Shabbos, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Magodlu Ma'asecha Hashem. Namely, as opposed to Prat, 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 now it's Magodlu Ma'asecha Hashem. Now the Pratim represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaShemayim Mesaprim Kvod Kel U'Ma'ase Yodav Magid HaRakia. So Shabbos is the Malchus of the Bria. It's the Malchus of the Olam. It's the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. It's the Malchus of all of that, of all of the Sheshet Yamim. So to a certain degree, if you want to count the number of days, Shabbos is the Kolel. It's nothing new on Shabbos. So you could say we have 6 days of creation. You could say no. When Shabbos comes, now we have a Kolel. Now we have the Magodlu Ma'asecha, which has given a different identity to the Ma'rabu Ma'asecha. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, we have a mitzvah every day of Zechiras Shabbos. Right? The Ramban points out that in every day when we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, we're making a mitzvah saseh of Zocharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, because the Iker is to link every day into Shabbos. We're linking every day into Shabbos. We link every day into Kedusha. We link every day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we want to speak about a Jew being a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we speak about him as being a Yehudi, or we speak about him as being a Shomer Shabbos. A Shomer Shabbos is our way of saying that this Jew reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was Mekabel, all Malchus Shamayim. We don't speak about him being Shomer Tfilin, about a Shomer Tzitzis, about a Shomer Birkas HaMazon, a Shomer Shanais. The phrase which is used that reflects a frum Jew is a Shomer Shabbos. That is the Shomer, because Shabbos is also the reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as Yehudi, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Dalet is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thirdly, not only do we have a conceptual sense that on Shabbos Panim Chadashos Baal Lekan, but the Medrash points out Vayivorech Elokim Es Yom Hashvi'i Vayikadesh Oso Bercho Be'or Panav Shel Adam Kidsho Be'or Panav Shel Adam. Namely, a person, a Jew, looks different on Shabbos. We don't really know because we don't take pictures of people on Shabbos. For Tashas, if you were to take a picture of a person on Shabbos and a picture of a person during the week, it wouldn't be the same person. You would have a different Ha'aras Panim. Namely, when we picture a Jew at Mamad Har Sinai, if we picture a Jew at Kriyas Yamsuf, that's how a Jew is on every Shabbos, that at that moment he is a reflection of the Shechina. One is able to see a level of spirituality. There are those Gedolim, you can see that all week long. You look at that person, you look at Shlomo Shamo Zalman Orbach, that's how you saw the Shechina. Right? You look at... we won't get involved. You look at Tzaddik and Gedolim, you can see the Shechina on them even during the week. But every Jew has a Shechina on Shabbos. Everyone knows that there's a very beautiful Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kafei. Kachaya min Hagosh Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi, Erev Shabbos Mevi'en Lo Areva Malei Achamen. They used to bring him bath water. Rochetz Panav Yodav Aragov Misatev. He would put on his talus. Yoshev B'Sadinin Hametsuyanim Hametsuyatzim. Sorry, he would put on his talus with the tzitziot. V'dome, says the Gemara, L'malach Hashem Tzvakot. Rav Pinkas says something beautiful. Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi was dome to a malach, because that was Erev Shabbos. If we would have had a description of Yehuda Bar Iloi on Shabbos, he would have been dome to the Shechina. Namely, that's the difference between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. There's a level that one reaches on Erev Shabbos via the Hachanos of Shabbos, and that's what the Gemara brought the story of Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi in terms of Kavod and Oneg, which are the Hachanos going towards Shabbos, Rechitz Aspanav Yod Devaraglav, Misatev Yosef Adin, and this is all done pre-Shabbos. Then he's Dome Lemalach. But on Shabbos, the Medrash pointed out, Bercho Be'or Panav Shel Adam, Kidsho Be'or Panav Shel Adam. That's not a Malach. That's a different plane. That's the Karnei Hod of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ish Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu was beyond a Malach. A Malach is very, very special. But Moshe Rabbeinu already represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we speak about in terms of how a Jew should feel on Shabbos. So he represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we can understand what this will end for tonight. This will end for tonight, yeah. Vatan already has heard this from me 10 times. So you'll hear it 11th time. That because this is Rav Pinkas' vort, which is his vort. And that is, why in the world, when we say Shalom Aleichem on Leil Shabbos, are we so nice to the Malachim, Shalom Aleichem, and we say Boachem L'Shalom, and we say Barchuni L'Shalom, and then we turn them around and say Tseischem L'Shalom, goodbye. We just, you know, it's that nice, you bring someone into the door, you ask him for a bracha, and then you say goodbye, Tseischem L'Shalom. Why is Shalom Aleichem ending with Tseischem L'Shalom? So the answer is Rav Yehuda Bar Iloi and Moshe Rabbeinu. Namely, the Malachim are those who bring Shabbos to the door. They are the ones who bring the Shabbos Malkasa to the Chasam. But when, as you very well know, when Mitzvah Hashem at a wedding, we have that the Chasan and Kala are brought to the Cheder Yichud by the Malachim, by all of their friends, then the Chasan turns to the Chever who are there and says, thank you very much. Boachem l'shalom, barchuni l'shalom. Now, seiskam l'shalom. Now we're closing the door, and there's yichud between the Chasan and the Kala, between the Melech and the Malka. That on Erev Shabbos, one can speak about being together with the Malachim. That's Kabbalah Shabbos, together with the Malachim. But when you move into Shabbos, then already it's Panim Chadashos Balakan. That's the Panim of the Shechina. That's the concept of Shabbos Malkusa. Shabbos Malkusa is that expression of Malkus, of the Kolel, which changes everything. It changes the nature of the world, changes the nature of time, and changes certainly the nature of every Jew who is a Shomer Shabbos. Okay, we're going to skip the footnote. You can do it on your own, in terms of it's very special, in terms of Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, so that, and Bli Neder, not next week, unless Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef come between now and next Thursday, but if Al Pi Derech HaTeva, 2 weeks from tonight, Avdei Hashem, okay?